Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back at 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I am the Small Business Advocate, and that's my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you check it out when you get a chance to use it to your advantage. Go back and listen to the body of work that Tim Berry has deposited with us, his wisdom, over the last 15-plus years. Folks, so much of it is evergreen, almost all of it. That came out of his mouth 12, 13, 14 years ago. You can listen to it right now and take it to the bank. So please go check it out, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Type in Tim Berry in the search engine and just wait for the pages to load up. And then, of course, you can go to his own website, timberry.com. Also, bplans.com, right, Tim?
Yeah.
So check all that out. Tim, I'm fascinated by your work. You were just telling us about your trip to Bogota.
Bogota.
I don't know why I couldn't get that. I said it right first.
Bogota. You said it absolutely right first time.
Bogota, yes, Colombia, for some reason. I couldn't switch from English to Spanish, I guess. From Bogota, Colombia. He's just gotten back, folks. But you went down there because you've got a new venture, where you're interested in spreading the news and the fundamentals of entrepreneurship to non-English speaking countries, other parts of the world, which I think is fascinating, very admirable, and very smart.
Well, thank you for that. It is kind of fun, and yes, there is the idea behind it is that Silicon Valley started something essentially in the late 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, and beyond that has spread around the world. The change in entrepreneurship is remarkable. Everywhere, the respect for entrepreneurship, the understanding of the need of entrepreneurship, the respect for people who manage to create companies from nothing, that started. It's not that it's, oh, you have to be Silicon Valley, but it started there, and there's a thing like sort of the cradle of all that, and what we're trying to do is figure out what's essential and what makes that special, and at the same time, respect the fact that all these markets are very different. Almost no market in the world has the same combination that Silicon Valley had of risk capital and innovation and contagion, really, that was going on.
I agree. Let me throw something out that's a little bit of a different wrinkle on. And you and I think you and I have talked about this before. But one of the things that's interesting about the Silicon Valley paradigm, if you'll allow me to use that term, is it's not the same thing. It's not the same thing as the Main Street entrepreneurial paradigm. And the reason I say that is because when people think of startups, some people, when they think of startups, they think of somebody who's in Silicon Valley, who's going for their first round of funding, or maybe the second or third round of funding, et cetera, et cetera. When out here on Main Street, a startup means that somebody lost their job and they're going to start a business and rub their two nickels together and try to make something out of it, and will never go for funding. Now, I know you know that well because these are all your customers, have been over the years. But isn't important, though, isn't it important to make sure people realize that startups are not all startups create equal or have the same goals?
Absolutely. And when we take the Silicon Valley ethos to the rest of the world, which is what now this company is starting but hasn't started yet. So, I mean, we don't even have a website. We're building the product first. But
you're drinking your own Kool-Aid, right?
Yes. We do have a business plan, Jim. But when we take the Silicon Valley out to the rest of the world, we include very much bootstrapping. And one of the first things, now, partners in this, I'm the only one born in the United States, Japanese, Latin American, Hispanic, and me, who had lived in Mexico for a while. We do understand these markets, and one of the first things they don't have is organized risk capital. So we're not suggesting that the only way to start is that way. We're saying that what started in Silicon Valley also respects and appreciates bootstrapping. It's the change in the way the world thinks about owning your own business that's essential.
The way you and I bootstrapped our companies.
Exactly, yeah. So it's not, and it's not always technology.
Well, I'm glad to hear that. Let me just say, I'm glad to hear that because if you take the what I call the Silicon Valley paradigm, and you convert that to any take it anywhere, it could put some people off if you just focused on that paradigm.
Well, yeah, and it doesn't always. You have to be sensitive to the realities of these different markets, and that's why I mentioned that my partners are Japanese and Latinos and so on, because they are, we are, and one of the first givens is the community of risk capital, the angel investors, the seed money, the venture capitalists, that comes into sort of formal play later in a cycle. So the entrepreneurship begins and people get going, and over time, I mean, one of the courses we will have in our new venture is for people how to organize into angel investment groups and create the risk capital possibilities that don't exist in a lot of markets. That was very much intrinsic to the growth here in the United States, and particularly in the California, San Francisco Bay Area.
Right. Tim, hold on to that thought. Give us the website again, please.
Oh, timberry.com for now.
All right, so check it out, and I promise you, you will thank me later if you check out whatever Tim has to say or whatever he does. Tim Till, right back with Tim. I want to talk about spreading entrepreneurship, the intrinsic value to the world of entrepreneurship after these messages. Tim Till, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.